Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's standout story is practical, and that is exactly why it matters. The agent world is moving past the question of whether models can produce impressive demos. The harder question is whether agent systems can operate reliably, with harnesses you can inspect, browser loops that do not go stale, edge model tiers that can do cheap, repeated work, benchmarks that punish hand-waving, and permission boundaries that survive contact with the open web. The headline for the day is simple. The agent stack is becoming operational infrastructure. Models still matter enormously, but the winning systems will be the ones that can show their work, recover from bad state, act narrowly, and leave evidence behind. We begin with the ledger. What is genuinely new, and what deserves a fresh shelf label? OpenAI expanded Codex yesterday in a way that is more interesting than a normal feature drop. This is not the already covered story about OpenAI frontier models landing on AWS. This is Codex turning outward from pure software development into broader workplace roles. OpenAI says more than 5 million people use Codex every week, and that non-developers are now about 20% of Codex users, growing more than 3 times as fast as developers. The new pieces are role-specific plugins, annotations, and a preview called Sites, where business and enterprise users can create and share hosted interactive websites and lightweight apps by URL. The important part is not merely that Codex can generate more artifacts. It is that OpenAI is building review surfaces and role-specific workflows around the generation. Why it matters. A coding agent becomes much more than a coding agent when it carries specialized procedures, tool connections, and review affordances into sales, analytics, design, research, finance, and operations. My take is that annotations may be the sleeper feature. Agent systems fail when correction is too vague, pointing at the exact component, paragraph, chart, or workflow, and asking for a targeted change is how you turn generation into editable work. The second ledger item comes from Hacker News, and it is a trust story wearing a migration hat. The Gemini CLI transition toward anti-gravity CLI has people worried because individual users face a June 18th migration path, while enterprise Gemini Code Assist users keep support. The sharp edge is not only branding confusion. The community is worried that Gemini CLI was open source, while anti-gravity CLI appears more closed, heavier, and possibly less compatible with programmatic agent protocols. Why it matters. Agent harnesses are products now. The harness decides how tools are called, how state is stored, how sandboxes behave, how telemetry is handled, how skills are loaded, and whether a developer can inspect or extend the machinery. Every serious team should treat the harness like infrastructure. If it is closed, shifting, and poorly specified, you need an exit plan, just as surely as you need one for a database. Model releases are quieter this morning, so the useful signal is in small, deployable models and recent context. OpenBMB's MiniCPM 5-1B is a small open model worth watching. The model card describes a dense 1.08 billion parameter transformer with a 131,000 token context length, Apache 2 licensing, and a hybrid reasoning chat template that can switch between fast assistant behavior and deliberate thinking. The project positions it for on-device assistance, coding agents, tool use, code generation, and resource-constrained environments. Why it matters. Edge agents live or die on small models getting good enough for routing, classification, tool preparation, summarization, and low-risk autonomy. A 1 billion parameter model with long context and tool use emphasis will not replace the frontier, but it can make the frontier less necessary for every small step. Small, tool-aware models are becoming the nervous system around the expensive brain. Liquid AI's LFM21.2B tool also showed up in an MLX conversion for Apple Silicon Workflows. The page is modest. It says the model was converted from Liquid AI's LFM21.2B tool using MLMEX LM, and it gives the basic loading path. That sounds small, but packaging is destiny. A model that is easy to run on a developer machine is more likely to become part of a real loop. Why it matters. Tool-tuned edge models are becoming deployable where people actually work. The signal is not that this one conversion changes everything. It is that the ecosystem is learning to ship formats, quantizations, and runtime-specific variants quickly. The agent stack is splitting into a frontier layer for judgment and an edge layer for cheap, private, repeated chores. Frameworks and tooling are where today gets lively. Agent Browser Protocol is the sharpest technical idea on the board. The thesis is that many browser agent failures are not caused by the model misunderstanding the page. They happen because the agent is acting from stale state. A modal appears after the last screenshot. A dynamic filter reflows the page. An autocomplete dropdown covers the target. A download begins, but the agent has no reliable event trail. Agent Browser Protocol attacks this by freezing JavaScript execution and rendering after each action, capturing the resulting browser state, collecting browser events, and returning both a screenshot and structured event summary. Why it matters. Browser agents need an observation contract. Playwright and screenshots are useful, but a human using a browser has a continuous sensory loop. An agent often has a delayed postcard. If browser automation is going to become a dependable substrate, the browser may need first-class agent semantics. Act, freeze, observe, explain, continue. That is cleaner than squinting at the DOM and hoping. OpenCode remains one of the loudest open-source harness signals. The repository presents an open-source coding agent with a terminal UI, desktop beta, plan and build modes, plugins, agents, provider flexibility, and a client-server shape. The Hacker News discussion shows both why people love it and why they hesitate. Supporters praise model choice, sub-agents, skills, MCP, remote web UI, and the ability to mix expensive models for planning with cheaper models for implementation. Critics worry about permissive defaults, sandboxing, privacy, release churn, and regressions. Why it matters. This is exactly the bargain open agent tools are negotiating. Openness and flexibility create power. Power without guardrails creates fear. The next adoption wave will come from boring trust features. Sandbox profiles, network policies, audit logs, reproducible configs, and slower release lanes for people who use agents near valuable code. Superpowers. From Jesse Vincent and contributors, is a different kind of signal. It is less about one model or one harness and more about procedure. The repository frames itself as an agentic skills framework and software development methodology. The workflow insists on brainstorming, work trees, planning, test-driven development, implementation, review, and branch finishing. It supports multiple harnesses, including Claude Code, Codex, OpenCode, Cursor, Gemini CLI, and others. Why it matters. Agents are notoriously eager. They start coding before they understand the task, and they keep coding after they should have stopped. Superpowers is part of the corrective movement. Give the agent a process, require tests, isolate branches, and review before merging. Agent skills are becoming the new runbook. Teams that write good ones will get compounding benefits. Teams that rely on vibes will get compounding archaeology. On GitHub, the agent harness shelf is glowing. Superpowers is at about 216,500 stars. And it matters because it makes discipline development portable. It is not trying to be the only agent. It is trying to make whichever agent you use behave like it has a senior engineer's checklist taped to the monitor. OpenCode is at about 169,200 stars. Its importance is not merely popularity, it is pressure. Every closed coding agent product now has to answer why users should accept less control, fewer providers, or weaker inspectability. Open harnesses are becoming the Linux of agentic development. Maybe not always the default in the enterprise, but always the reference point that keeps commercial stacks honest. Research today is refreshingly unsentimental. Hedgebench introduces a benchmark of 102 actual hedge fund analyst tasks, grounded in explicit reasoning traces from professional analysts, and graded deterministically against verified expert steps. The authors say frontier models and agents score below 16%. That is a bracing number. Why it matters. Many benchmarks accidentally reward polished guessing. Hedgebench tries to evaluate the reasoning path, not just the final prose. Finance is also a domain where mostly right can be expensive. Deterministic grading against expert steps is the right direction for serious agent evaluation. If an agent cannot show the chain of operations that a professional would trust, it should not be allowed to cosplay as a professional. SMH Bench looks at smart home agents. It contains 1,100 tasks across 7 categories and 22 subcategories, built on an executable home env simulator. The environments range from simple homes to dense multi-room setups with up to 135 devices. The finding is familiar, but important. Frontier models do well on explicit control and query tasks, then struggle with scheduling, ambiguity, personalized reasoning, and increasing environment complexity. Why it matters. Smart homes are a useful testbed for embodied agents. The task, turn on the light, is easy. The task, make the house comfortable for a guest who sleeps hot without waking anyone, while the laundry is running, is not a command. It is situated judgment. Personalization and state are not decorative. They are the actual problem.